בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה יום רביעי בשבת קודש, לסדר וישלח. יוד בכסלב. So, continuing on עמוד קופתד א', יש ימים שיש בהם רפיון. There are certain days where a person, you know, a person's lower, you know, weaker, kind of heavy. כמו ימי שישי, אוכל מועד, oh, he's talking about something else. He's talking about days that naturally it's harder to learn and harder to study. For instance, Friday, Erev Shabbat, Chol HaMoed, you know, there's always stuff going on, so you're not as, you know, you might not have an official Seder or whatever it is, so there's automatically on those days are a little bit looser Torah-wise. They mefagru b'hu Rabbanan, because even the Rabbanan are, you know, there's these are vacation days. People are going shopping for Shabbat and Chol HaMoed and whatever. V'ra'ui likbo'a b'yamim elu limud kama sha'ot. Even on these days, you have to make sure, start off your day right in the morning, learning. Right, let's say on these days, for whatever reason, you're tarud and you can't really focus in doing real iyun. So, you know, do chazara, do b'ki'ut, just learn. אך כל זמן שיכול ללמוד בעיון, יעמיק ויעלה פנינים מהתורה, על ידי דקדוק וחיקור ההלכה ממקומות אחרים. Anytime you're able to learn b'ayun, now people make this mistake in yeshiva all the time. They think iyun means slow. B'kiyus means fast. Sheker v'chazav. Okay? That's not what it means. Different people learn at different speeds. Iyun just means to be more ma'amik, to be dole pninim. B'kiyut means just to cover more ground. It's not a speed thing. But anytime you can learn b'ayun, says it's better to do that. ויזכה לחידושי תורה מה שלא עלה על דעת אנוש. And by doing so, eventually a person will be זוכה לחידושי תורה that other people haven't thought of before. ורק שמרגיש עייף ילמד בקיאות או דברים קלים. If you feel tired, then learn בקיאס כגון דברי אגדה שאין בהם תורך, הלכות, זוהר ומדרשים. You learn things which are a little bit lighter and don't require as much עיון when you're feeling tired. ומי שנוסע באוטובוס ואין בידו ספרי קודש, יאמר מה שיודע. Yeah, let's say you're on a bus or whatever it is, and you don't have sfarim. It says, try to say things be'al peh that you know. If you know mishnayot, if you know pirkei avot, whatever it is that you know. Pirkei avot o teilim, ha'ikar she'inatzel et hazman. Use your time, capitalize. Ve'im gam lezeh lo mesugal, yistakel bebriya shebara hakadosh baruch hu v'yit'orer le'ira'a ve'ahava. Kema'amar ha'katuv, ki yir'eh shamecha ma'aseh etzba'otecha, yareach ve'chochavim asher konanta. If even that you can't do and you can't be learning at all, at least look around and be mitbonen in the bri'ah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that brings you to feelings of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. And yeah, obviously, you know, on the non-women parts of the bri'ah, that's obvious. You know, that's what we mean. Now, the pashut. Now,
didn't the Gemara, they spoke to rabbis, spoke about how beautiful a woman was?
Well, yeah, that was a different. Well, when you're Amoraim, that's, you know, it's a different story. You know what I'm saying, let's talk about being Kone Shas first, and then we'll talk about the Niflaot HaBoreh as they manifest itself in random women. Okay, so let's now. HaTorah keChamtan. Torah is like oxygen, people. Here we go. Avor Higiat HaTorah Tzarich Hiseach HaDa'at Mitanugei HaOlam. In order to really feel hita'arut, to feel growth and to feel this spiritual high from the Torah Kedoshah, a person has to pull back from ta'anugei ha'olam. A person has to really detach himself from being so steeped and saturated with the materialistic aspect of this world. Ki limud ha'Torah hu chayei nefesh mamash, ve'lo ke'achila ushtia, sharei, לא יאמרו לאדם יכול לשתה בתדירות שלא תמות, אלא רק שהוא רעב וצמא, ודע לו בכך כדי להתקיים, אך להעביר דואגים שיהיה לו אפשרות לנשום בכל רגע. Interesting thing. It says, Torah is not like eating or drinking. We don't tell a person, make sure you're eating and drinking every moment so that you can stay alive. That's not the case. You eat, in order to stay alive, you eat when you're hungry, you drink when you're thirsty, and that's how you stay alive. Unlike oxygen. You don't tell a person, okay, breathe every, you know, 2-3 minutes or so, just to make sure you stay alive. No, you have to constantly be breathing every second. Torah is more like air than it is like eating and drinking. It's a big zach. Also, but because water is something that your life depends on, but it's also like air in that water you don't have to be drinking every second. Air you have to breathe. Now, v'kach limud haTorah kechamtzan she'efshar rega echad biladav. You cannot go a moment without Torah. V'chazal yishvu ben Am Yisrael ledagim she'rak betuch ha'mayim yesh lahem chayim kedita b'gemara. Af anachnu, right, that was Rabbi Akiva. I remember when he got caught, put in jail for teaching Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim came and asked him, Rabbi, what are you doing? And he told him, what can I do? Am Yisrael is like fish. I'm saying, you take a fish out of water, dead. Af anachnu achshav she'anu yoshvim ve'oskim b'Torah, she'katuv ba ki hu chayecha ve'orechem eicha ka'ach, im anu holchim v'batlim imina alachat kama v'chama, which means, if a fish, yeah, it's like Rabbi Akiva gave a mashal. Can you imagine the fox talking to the fish and says, no, come out of the water, you will have a beautiful life together, whatever. Because, let me scan, you're always being hunted, you're being fished, you're being trapped in the sea. It's a dangerous place. So the fish tells back the fox, he says, well, if I'm in danger in the sea, which is my natural habitat, that's danger. If I come out and I come onto dry land, I'm not just in danger, I'm dead. That's exactly a Jew without Torah. It's mamash our lifeblood. ואומנם העולם הזה מבלבל מאוד, ויש הרבה שבאמת מתבלבלים ונמשכים אחר הבלי העולם. This world is a very confusing place. A lot of people fall prey to the תענוגי והבלי העולם הזה. אבל באמת זו בריחה מעצם החיים. It's just completely running away from life. ומה שהיה ממות העולם, הוא מה שיהיה בכל הדורות, שאין להיכן לברוח. You cannot run away from your obligation to the Torah Kedosha, from the fact that the Torah Kedosha is lifeblood. The further a person runs away from the Torah, the more you feel it. Everything in life collapses. A person who runs away from the Torah will not be matzliach in any aspect of life. And afuch, when a person is connected to the Torah Kedosha, he's matzliach everywhere. Doesn't have to necessarily be big atzlachot. You have these small victories. ולכן אדם צעיר יקבל עול תורה וינצל את ימיו לשקידת הלימוד וקיום המצוות ומעשים טובים וישמח בחלקו. Especially when you're young. Accept it upon yourself. הקדוש ברוך הוא, I accept upon myself the yoke of Torah and מצוות and מעשים טובים. I'll do it and just be happy with what you have. Because that means you're just plugged in. You are connected to your life source. בחור שזכה ללמוד. כמה צריך לשמוח שהגיע לישיבה מאיזו סיבה שהיא. You're already in yeshiva, be sameach. You know, rejoice that you're, however it is that you got here, you wanted to get here, your parents sent you, who cares? You're here. That's already, you have a foot in the door in yeshiva, that's a zchut. או שהוריו רצו שילמד, או פגש מישהו שהשפיע עליו, שזהו מצד עצמו דבר נפלא שאדם זוכה להיכנס לישיבה. Step one, walking into yeshiva, big deal. אני חושב שבדור הקודם תלמיד מבני עדות המזרח שלמד תורה זכותו יותר גדולה מלמדנים מופלגים מבני אשכנז כי אצל עדות אשכנז האבא ידע את ערך התורה ושלח את בנו לתלמוד תורה וישיבה. חמנציון says in the previous generation the ערך, the value of לימוד of a בחור ספרדי who went to yeshiva was even greater than the biggest למדנים by אשכנזים. Why? Because by אשכנזים, well, he's talking about Eretz Yisrael standards, but he says by אשכנזים parents already knew the Erech of Torah and they were sending their kids to yeshiva, whatever. By Sfaradim, by and large, for a Sfaradi who wanted to go to yeshiva, he had to fight his parents. Right? You know, he had to say, Abba, I want to go to yeshiva. No, go make money. What? He had to fight. So that's why it's such a big deal. Hayom Baruch Hashem gam Sfaradim zachu leze. At least in Eretz Yisrael, by and large, in whatever pockets. Aval bizmano, lo hayta kol kach hakara b'ma'alat haTorah. Not everybody realized how precious the Torah really was. ומי שנכנס לישיבה הוא כספר תורה שבהיכל שתלוי במזל. וזוהר הקדוש says, הכל תלוי במזל, אפילו ספר תורה שבהיכל. Even if, you know, there's a bunch of ספרי תורה in the היכל, right? Which ones get the most mileage? Some get a lot of mileage, and some, you know, they're just sitting there. to get into the Echal is already in and of itself a big deal. A Bachur Yeshiva is like a Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. And depending on how much of a Gadol you become, that's how much mileage you'll get, like the Sefer Torah coming in and out of the Echal. It'll be Marbitz Torah, v'zeh. But getting into the Echal to begin with is a big deal. Ve'omnam, Mor Avi Alav Shalom, I tell you, Avat Torah. Chamin Tzion's father, his name was Rabbi Eliyahu, Abba Shaul. He loved the Torah very much. He was a simple man, but he loved the Torah. אבל בכל אופן לא הייתה תודעה בציבור שמי שלומד בישיבה, חס ושלום, שלא לומד בישיבה, חס ושלום מפסיד משהו. In the previous generations, they didn't have this idea of, well, if you don't go to yeshiva, you're losing out. They thought, oh, even the people who did appreciate the Torah, going to yeshiva is good, and going to work is also good. They didn't have this thing like, if you don't go to yeshiva, you're missing out. Do you know how many times I see this, that Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Ba'alei Tshuva today, and a lot of, especially amongst Sfaradim, I see this all the time. There are these pop-up Rabbanim, you know, it's like, unfortunately, there's overnight Rabbanim, like an overnight Kugel. So there's Rabbanim that are like Kugels, they're just overnight, you know what I'm saying? Bin Laila Hayav, Bin Laila Avad. And they and now he becomes Posek Ador. But you can tell he didn't go through the yeshiva system. You can tell he's quirky. He doesn't. You didn't go through the system, Baba. What are you doing? You can't be overnight anything. The only thing that's good overnight is a kugel. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's not. There's no such thing. You can't overnight it. You have to go through the system. Years of amala Torah, blood, sweat, tears, being konet hashas. Certain person, whatever, I met him. Whatever. He considers himself a posek halachot. I don't know, whatever. And whatever, I see him always learning with an art scroll. So I ask him, like, why are you always learning with an art scroll? He's like, I don't know how to learn Gemara. I'm like, what? Huh? I'm like, you're paskening alachot and you can't learn a daf Gemara without an art scroll? Are you serious right now? What? That's because he didn't have the yesod. In people's minds, you know, especially amongst Faradim, oh, Kvod Harav, the rabbinate is the goal. Not necessarily the way you get there. No, no. A Rav is not the goal. That's not the goal. The goal is to be Kone Kinyana Torah and Midot and Derech Eretz and go through the system. The Amal is the goal. Sometimes a person will become a Rav, sometimes a Posek, sometimes a Magachir, sometimes not. It's not what you get to. You know what I'm saying? Where's your smicha? Where's your paper? In people's minds, it's about the diploma. You know how many people I know, they have smicha, whatever, I don't know, quote unquote, and they're in Torah, they're doorknobs? What does that mean? It's not the paper, and it's not the position, and it's the amal Torah. How much exertion did you invest into the Torah? Did you go through the system? There is absolutely no substitute ba'olam for going through the yeshiva system. Zero. Doesn't exist. Not to say that a person that didn't go through the yeshiva system is a goner. No. There's ways to make it up. It's always missing. You can always tell. There are certain things you can only get from going through the system, going through yeshiva. The basis, the tools, the musar, the Mesorah, all these things you can only get from going to yeshiva, from Dibuk Chachamim, from Pilpul Chaverim. That's the only way to get it. And if you're missing that, you cannot substitute it for anything about now. It's a big deal. Baruch Hashem, zachinu lilmod Torah. Zchut gdola nafla b'chelkenu, ve'asu et she'eno zoche kezoche. Ve'ze mechayev otanu arbe b'shkidat ha-Torah v'kimu mitzvot. Says, if you're reading this, not necessarily, but you're probably in yeshiva. If you're in yeshiva, that's a zchut. You're already not an overnight kugel because you're in yeshiva. You know what I'm saying? You have that zchut. It says use it. Shem zakenu liot yoshvim yeshiva, ve'oskim b'torah lishma, ad zikna v'seva tova, amen kini ratzon, have a wonderful day.